Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. So he has a passion for acting, dancing, and all that. That's a fifth house thing. Loving to be on stage and stuff like that. Pisces, acting.
You haven't even mentioned his midheaven is in the 10th in Leo, and it's conjunct his Jupiter, like exactly conjunct his Jupiter at 13 degrees in Leo.
Well, that's why I was saying, you know, people would, if you look at the astro chart, you could say, okay, I could see his Leo moon. But if if you look at his cape, his hair, it's all like royal and Leo. And if you think about it, that was just his public appearance.
Yeah.
10th house, outwardly. You know, the astro chart, Leo would be 4th house. So he would be more of a showman probably
at home.
At home.
Yeah.
Then, you know, out on the world stage, I would say.
I agree with you. I love this chart that you kind of created with your, you know, the right. I think it fits it perfectly. I don't know him, but based on what I've read about him, and, you know, just watching his documentary and watching him when I was younger, all his planets, especially Mars in the fifth, I mean, it's so indicative of him being so, you know, dreamlike, actor-like.
Some of the things, other things that stood out was all of a sudden he had a 30-year career, and then all of a sudden he was off of TV, and that was pretty much the subject of the show.
Yeah.
Of why he was, the reason he was off from TV. Was you watching him at that time when he?
Well, I'm a lot younger. I started watching him when I was 6. When I came to this country from Cuba, he was always in like the 5 o'clock like segment. In television, there's this channel called Univision, and it was on religiously. So that was probably one of my first experiences, like watching TV. It would come on and he would speak in Spanish. He would, you know, say the horoscope of the day, everything that they described in the documentary. It was great. But you would literally.
But I'm asking, do you remember when he just all of a sudden just disappeared?
Yeah. Well. Not really, because he disappeared when in like 2006. In 2006, yeah. I was already a little bit more like grown up-ish. I was probably already like in my teenage years, and I didn't really watch, you know, Spanish TV with my parents that much anymore.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. All
right.
But he aged in front of the television. Or rather, like, I think he like tried not.
So there's a lot of things that also went on in the episode. It was a big, hopefully I'm not ruining it for anybody, but, you know, he lost the rights to his name and all that stuff. And if you look at, and I started playing with this chart I made, and I started playing with the transits and stuff like that. And, you know, if you look at some of the dates, primary dates, and use the timing, you could kind of see, well, you will see how this stuff matched up. I mean,
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.